The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time, a time of innovation and discovery, a time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Ah, Dr. Hayes. We're in here. We took the liberty of creating a little space here. The grounds crew has been notified that you're conducting a bit of special research tonight. I don't expect we'll be disturbed. Where's Miss Myers?
Karen was in the sleep room. Drug-induced deep sleep. It's taking longer than expected to get her on her feet.
When can we expect
soon,
her?
Soon. And Charlotte?
She's here.
Who's that?
Dr. Hayes, this is Morgan Hall.
Oh. How'd you do?
However I want.
Is Charlotte okay?
Not really. Damned if I can figure out what's going on with her. She don't know up from down. She can't hardly talk. You sure did a number on her, Doc.
I thought we could say that she had a mental relapse. Left the house, was picked up by the police, disoriented, and they brought her here for observation.
Yes.
I suppose that could work, but it would be messy.
Hey, as you remember, Dr. Gottfried.
Of course.
We want to just weigh our options. See if we can determine
our best.
You
want a house, Doc?
Beg your pardon.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I think this might clarify things. Do you own a house, Dr. Hayes? You ever own a house?
I own a house.
Sometimes when you own a house, it becomes damaged due to your own negligence. In this case, I'm talking specifically about your own negligence. Flooded basement, termites, dry rot, what have you. Now, you could spend years, your entire life savings, trying to fix it up, make it livable again. You still with me?
Yes.
But at a certain point, you put down the hammer and the screwdriver, you realize it might be better for everyone if you just burn the house down and collect the insurance.
You're not helping.
I'm putting it in terms he'll understand.
Is he suggesting what I think he's suggesting?
Charlotte, God bless her. She'll never be the same. I mean, not after what you've, put her through.
No.
Not to mention she has been inside the safe house. She's seen the inside of the operation.
She was also abducted and held hostage.
Oh, fuck off, Summerhill.
How are we going to explain that?
Listen, I can handle this situation. I can personally guarantee that word of this whole incident will never spread beyond these walls.
But surely you would agree it is a mess.
It is a mess, yes.
You must at least consider the opportunity we have before us.
Opportunity?
Let's not be so hasty as to pass it by.
Summerhill, please explain to Dr. Gottlieb that
It's Gottfried.
Gottfried. That I have a long-time relationship with a family of...
Do you know the expression, terminal studies? It's a concept often discussed within our group. We yearn for the opportunity to conduct them, but lament the fact that we are forbidden to do so.
At least on American soil.
And as we were planning this little get-together with Mr. Hall, we realized this is it. We hadn't planned it, but the opportunity to conduct terminal experiments is standing right here with us.
Terminal experiments?
To follow the course of an experiment to its absolute and proper conclusion. It is every researcher's dream, and whether you deserve it or not, it's now yours.
Summerhill, he isn't suggesting...
You can't deny there's a logic to it. A convenient solution to our little problem, if nothing else.
You're mad, the both of you. I won't be a part of it.
I'm afraid you must. You see, the nature of Charlotte's conditioning is such that she is obedient to your command, and yours alone. Shall I recite the words?
What? What kind of experiment? What kind of experiment are you suggesting we perform?
Just through here. And around this corner. The hospital basement is an emergency shelter, and this is a barricaded door. From the outside, it looks like a sewer cover. If they're watching the doors, they'll never see it.
Here, let me help you.
Okay. My car is just over there. Let's hurry.
Where are we going?
To the police.
Absolutely not.
Karen. Look, I'm getting you out of here. I thought I could hide you somewhere on the grounds, the greenhouse maybe, but they're here. We have to go.
Who's here?
The people who put you here. The ones who made Dr. Hayes do those terrible things to you. The S-I-H-E. Morgan Hall.
Morgan Hall is here.
Yes.
Morgan Hall.
Yes, and others with him. And they have one of our other patients, Charlotte. They have her too. Somehow they have her here, and they intend to. I don't know.
Morgan Hall has Charlotte as a hostage. To trade. For me.
I don't know. It's possible.
Well, then you need to take me to them.
Don't be stupid. If you walk into that house, Karen, you're dead. There isn't a single doubt in my mind.
And if I don't walk into that house, what's going to happen to Charlotte?
Doing everything I can, Virgin. Okay?
Virgin,
trying to protect someone.
Look at me. All right. Okay. How many are there?
Four. Two men from the SIHE, Morgan Hall and Dr. Hayes, and Charlotte. Five.
Okay.
What can I do? I'm going with you.
No way. Verdry, it's too dangerous.
I'm going, Karen. Period. They might be armed.
Oh, they're armed.
How are you going to...
I don't know. I'll figure it out. Come on. We can do this.
Shall I bring her out?
By all means. Hello, Charlotte. I am very pleased to meet you. You are providing us with a rare and very special opportunity, and we thank you for the privilege. All right, then. My name is Dr. Gottfried, and... We would like to ask you to perform some simple tasks for us. Would you mind?
I surrender my will to Dr. Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
I allow Dr. Hayes access to all my secrets.
I suppose there is that.
I give over all control.
Detail of the conditioning. Dr. Hayes, would you mind terribly?
Not at all.
Begin with the pill.
Sure. Hello, Charlotte. I'm so glad you're safe.
Charlotte? Am I Charlotte? Or am I Karen? Dr. Hayes, which one am I?
Which are you? In this cup, there is a pill. It is a cyanide pill. Do you know what cyanide is?
Poison.
That's right. I would like you to swallow this cyanide pill, even though it will result in your certain death. Will you do that?
Why?
Because I am commanding you to. There. Satisfied now?
I think she knew it was a placebo. How could she not?
Hell, I could read Bayer written on it all the way over here.
Dr. Gottfried, what else have you got on that tray?
Let's see, pills, flame, needle, a scalpel. This will leave no room for doubt. Dr. Hayes?
What am I supposed to do with this?
Not you. Her.
Huh?
Have her.
Charlotte, take this. Careful. This end is extremely sharp. Got it?
Well.
Let's go, Hayes.
Quiet, please. I want you to take the sharp end of the blade and cut yourself with it.
Where?
Anywhere. Your arm, just the neck.
Nope.
What?
If she's gonna do it, she needs to actually do it.
How so?
You know how so. The inside of the wrists.
No, not the wrists, please.
Why not?
Because she wants... She might actually do it.
Isn't that the point?
Not for her to actually do it. We're testing her willingness to comply. Isn't that enough?
How can we test her willingness to do something unless she actually does it?
Dr. Hayes... I should slash my wrist. Is that what you're telling me to do?
Lengthwise, and not just the surface, but deep, completely severing the arteries and veins. First one wrist.
Is that what you're telling me to do?
Moment of truth, Hayes.
It is. Cut your wrists. It's okay. Do it quickly.
Dr. Hayes!
Charlotte, stop!
Who's this?
That's Verdry. She's one of mine.
Dr. Hayes? I've brought Karen. She's still a little unsteady on her feet, so...
So this is Karen.
That's her, all right.
Are you sure?
Jesus, what have they done to you?
Doesn't look anything like her, though.
Just you wait.
Pardon me, do you have the same control over her as you have over Charlotte?
I believe so.
Really? Let's give her the knife, then.
Whoa! Hold up a second here.
Morgan,
you want to kill the other one? Fine, but you can't have Karen. She's mine.
Be reasonable.
I don't care, but
she
you don't got it.
She may have been useful to you at one time, but
after what Hayes has put her through, she's not going to be a reliable source of anything anymore. Besides, she gave you up. She exposed everything, including your name. At this point, she's nothing but a liability.
Face it, Morgan.
Time to collect the insurance.
She's all used up.
Let me talk to her. Karen? You hear me? You have gotten yourself into a hell of a mess, little girl, you know that? What do you got to say about all this?
If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes.
You don't have to let them do this to you.
So that I may become well again.
Morgan, do not confuse the issue.
Charlotte, let Karen have the scalpel, please. It's okay. Let her take it. There. So, Karen, what I'd like you to do is use the scalpel to cut into your wrist, completely severing the arteries and veins.
If that's what you want, Dr. Hayes.
You gonna let her die? Then, as a favor to me, at least be a little more humane about it. She deserves that much. Summerhill, give me your weapon.
Fuck you, Morgan. No one takes my gun. Get...
Oh, Jesus, please.
Enough, gentlemen.
I got it. College boy. Why don't we play it my way? One shell. Russian roulette. If she pulls the trigger, we consider it a success.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
No! No!
One bullet. What is that? And she can hear you. She can calculate the odds. Even in her state, sure, it's a sign of her compliance, but it is not proof. It is weak. It is a bad science.
You got a better idea?
Yes, we got a better idea. Six bullets. One in every chamber. One pull of the trigger. Absolute proof.
I won't do it. It's murder.
It's not murder. It's suicide if it's
Dr. Hayes, you cannot allow this to happen.
I can't.
You can't what?
Observe, gentlemen. One shell. Shell number two. Three. Four. Five. Six.
You're going to let them do this?
You broke her. She's no good to anyone anymore. Are you satisfied?
Satisfied.
Carry on, Hayes. Morgan, give her the gun.
It's up to you, Karen.
Miss Myers, we'd like you to point the gun at your head and... I'm sorry. Dr. Hayes, will you do the honors?
Karen.
Dr. Hayes?
Take the gun that you're holding. Raise it up. Put the muzzle of the gun under your chin.
No!
That's right. Just like that. I want you to pull the trigger.
Stop her!
Quiet!
Dr. Hayes?
Yes, Karen.
Why are you turned away? Aren't you going to watch?
I'll watch, if that's what you want.
Oh, good goddamn! Did you see that? That son of a bitch did it!
What did you do? Man. I watched you put the bullets in myself.
Abracadabra, dimwits. Should have looked more carefully. I palmed one bullet. Left one chamber empty, the one that mattered. At least I learned something from all that MKUltra horseshit.
Morgan, you sneaky bastard.
Oh, is that enough proof for you, Summerhill?
I want my gun back.
One chamber was empty.
That's right, sweet thing. I got the bullet right here. See, I wasn't about to turn Lucy you. You're my prize pony. Now, how about giving Papa the gun?
Sure. You want the gun, Dr. Hayes?
Bravo, Miss Myers. That was truly impressive. An A plus for both you and the doctor. One should never under... Don't shoot!
Karen!
Don't shoot! Please. This wasn't my idea. I only... if you want to shoot someone, shoot Hayes. He's the one who did
this
to you.
Don't worry about Dr. Hayes.
What?
I have plans of my own for him.
Put down my gun.
Your gun. Right?
Please.
Boys and their toys.
Please.
Verdry?
Karen.
You okay?
Don't worry about me.
Charlotte?
She's fine.
Hayes?
I'm a little shaken up, but I'm fine.
That's not what I'm asking.
You have every right to shoot me. I wouldn't blame you, but only by fully cooperating with me can you ever hope to become well again. Give over all control. Be respectful. Be obedient.
I'm not going to shoot you, Doctor.
Oh, thank God.
I'm out of bullets.
Don't kill him! Please don't kill him, Karen!
For Christ's sake! Charlotte!
Oh, I'm sorry!
Stop apologizing!
Karen, you better go.
You can come too.
Me? No. I'll stay here and look after the women on the ward.
Why? So they can hire a doctor with half your qualifications? And put him in charge because he's a man?
You're right. I probably can't change that. But I'm going to stay here and do what I was trained to do. Take care
of
my patients.
In one little ward? In one little hospital?
I'm a nurse. Now, will you please get out of here?
I'm going with you.
No. Charlotte, you need to stay
I'm
here.
I'm going.
She can come.
Charlotte is not like you.
I'll take care of her, Verdry.
All right.
Good morning, ladies. It's so good to see you again after my time away from the ward. But I know that Gloria and Debbie have been taking good care of you, so you were in strong, capable hands. Dr. Hayes's sudden departure has enabled us to change the way some things are done here at Central State Hospital. I was privileged to sit down with the Hospital Council, the Alabama State Board of Health, and other government officials to make recommendations about the operation of the ward. In return, I have pledged my full cooperation to Central State Hospital, where I will remain ward head nurse for the foreseeable future. New ward policies are as follows. Effective immediately, the ECT treatment cycle is suspended, pending further evaluation. The use of the sleep room and psychic driving are now completely and immediately terminated. And Graf will no longer be assisting on the ward. We thank him for his months of service. I'm especially pleased to announce that the greenhouse is undergoing a full renovation, and we hope to be able to plant herbs and winter greens for the fall. While the greenhouse is being repaired, we'll be organizing groups to return to the orchard to try and put it back in working order. These projects will be overseen by the women of Ward B. I will be looking to you for ideas and can assure you that you'll find the investment of your time in these projects to be very well rewarded. The new head of the program is Dr. Hugh Loftus, whom you'll meet sometime this week. Dr. Loftus advocates pharmacological methods of treatment and will be prescribing a regimen of impropamine and other antidepressants and sedatives. He has great optimism about this form of therapy and seems to believe it will greatly accelerate the healing process. Without going into detail, permit me to say that sacrifices were made in order to bring about these changes. This is a new beginning. I urge you not to take these sacrifices for granted. We are extremely fortunate that things turned out as well as they have, but it's up to us to keep striving and reaching. We must look at this change as an opportunity, something to build upon, and it is our responsibility to work together to make life here, little by little, that much better for everyone. It's Monday, June 18th, and it's going to be a glorious day.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works, written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall. Starring John Schmeeds as Dr. Hayes, Hannah Fearman as Karen, Lisa Paulson as Verdry, Jennifer Bates as Charlotte, and Daniel May as Summerhill. Also featuring Andrew Benader, Keith Brooks, Rachel Frawley, Shelby Hoffer, Mary Kraft, Kelly O'Neill, Joe Sykes, and Troy Willis. Music by Rob Gall and Brett Wood. Additional production assistance by Paul Deckend. Special thanks to Sherry Larson and executive producers Ben Bolin and Josh Clark.